The sermon is entitled Bread for Life, Bread of Life. So our readings from Exodus and John's Gospel, as I've said earlier, they're all about bread. And it follows on from last week's Gospel, which was the... nobody here. Feeding of the 5,000, thank you, Margaret. From 5 loaves and 2 fish. And so to help illustrate, here's one I prepared earlier. Actually, I know it's only 1 loaf and there's no fish, but you get the idea. But let's think for a moment about the significance of bread and God's provision for his people. He gave bread to eat to sustain life. He sent the bread from heaven in the form of manna to the Jewish nation as they travelled through the desert. And as we heard, he actually gave them quail to eat as well. We heard they'd been complaining to Moses because they feared that they would starve and die in the desert. But God demonstrated that he loved and cared for them by giving them the manna from heaven and meat to eat. I always find it interesting that enough manna was given for each day, because if you read on in Exodus, it says how some of the folk tried to keep the bread until the next day, just in case, you know, got to be sure. I mean, going to Tesco's today, you don't want to go again tomorrow, do you? But the manna would go mouldy and become completely inedible. Enough for that day, and then needing to trust that God would provide for the next day. Give us this day our daily bread. Moving on to the gospel reading, we find Jesus almost trying to escape for a bit of peace and quiet. But the crowd follow him and find him. He just fed 5,000 people and they've been full. 12 baskets of leftovers. Ooh, that was some picnic. But Jesus rebukes them. He says, "You're only looking for me because you had your fill of bread." It seems some of the crowd following him were not so much interested in his teaching or even any miracles, but they had had a free lunch. God demonstrates that he cares about feeding our bodies. In manna from heaven, in feeding a huge crowd. We know that food is required for life. If we don't eat, we will quickly perish. And the request for daily bread in the Lord's Prayer to me demonstrates that God knows we need to eat. But of course, as always happens with Jesus, there is more. It's sad the gathered crowd was still looking for free food. But Jesus says, "Don't work for food that perishes, but for food that endures." So the crowd say, "Well, what have we got to do?" "Believe in him who God has sent." But then straight away the response comes back, "Well, what sign are you going to give us that we can see and believe? What work are you performing?" "Oh, here's an idea. Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, so what about a bit more food?" I think we could say they were missing the point somewhat. But just thinking about that, we still hear today the plea of, "What will God do for me?" To show that he is God. In fact, some go further and demand God proves himself by doing what they demand, and then being very disappointed and even angry when it doesn't happen. The message I feel from today's gospel is clear. It isn't all about what God can do for me. It's about believing in him. Seek first the kingdom of God. Everything else will then be added to it. Continuing that bread theme, Jesus said, "If you eat bread today, tomorrow you will be hungry. If you have manna today, firstly it won't keep till tomorrow, but you'll be hungry again. What you really need is the true bread from heaven, which gives life to the world." And then we have one of the wonderful seven great I am statements that are in John's Gospel, when he says, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry. Whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. If we move for a moment to that Last Supper, he took a loaf, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, take, eat, this is my body. God gives us food for bodily sustenance, but he also gives us food for spiritual sustenance. Every time we take the wafers at the Eucharist, we take the bread of God which comes down from heaven. This bread we eat to sustain our human bodies. This bread we eat to sustain our spiritual bodies. The wafers don't feed the human body, but my goodness, it will feed our spiritual bodies. As we eat the body of Christ, true bread from heaven, not only are our souls fed, but we become one with him, the bread of life. We don't pray this very often, the so-called prayer of humble access. Only occasionally do we pray it at the Eucharist. But it says this at the end, as we eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and drink his blood, our sinful bodies are made clean by his body. Our souls wash through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him and he in us. He lives in us. We live in him. That is true bread. That's the bread that comes down from heaven. There's a wonderful tradition in the Eastern Orthodox Church which I feel illustrates beautifully the two sorts of bread which God supplies. Here there is a loaf of bread broken and shared. This is the bread of fellowship. It's not consecrated, but it's shared among the people. Then they go on to receive the consecrated bread, the heavenly bread, the body of Christ. God is supplying both sorts of bread. The one for human sustenance, our daily bread. The second for spiritual sustenance, the body of Christ. So may we be those who follow Jesus wherever he goes, not to be filled with earthly bread which satisfies only for a short time, but to be filled with the heavenly bread that satisfies forever. Jesus said, I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty. Amen.